Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fifth week after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ Friday. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. Our scripture lesson comes from John's Gospel, chapter 20, verse 23. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. In confession, you have the advantage that the word is applied to you personally, as is also the case in the sacrament. In the sermon, the word is proclaimed to the whole congregation, and although it may have impressed you in various ways, it may not have struck you in its full import. But in confession, the word is directed to you alone. It cannot miss you. Should you not be very happy to discover a place where God speaks to you individually? If we could actually receive a message directly from an angel, we would all probably be prepared to rush to the very ends of the earth. Are we not crazy, wretched, and ungrateful for closing our ears to the message that is always so readily available to us? We have the scriptures which attest that God speaks through us, and that when God speaks to us through men in the scriptures, it is just as though God himself were speaking to us from his own mouth. Christ declares in Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. He has also given us the assurance, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained, from John 20:23. It is God himself who pronounces the absolution, just as it is God who baptizes a child. Will you claim that you have no need for confession? Even though you receive the assurance of forgiveness in the sacraments, you should nevertheless still practice confession, because here God is dealing with you personally. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the personal comfort of forgiveness, which you have made so readily available to us in the words of absolution, both collectively and individually, for your mercy's sake. Amen. Find the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man and other educational resources at ambassadorpublications.org. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. You are invited to join us March 13th and 14th as we hear from best-selling author Nancy Piercy. Professor Piercy will share insights from her books on gender and sexuality, demonstrating how a biblical worldview is the solution to the challenges facing society and the church today. Register for the live stream or reserve a seat at flbc.edu/events.